Is it unrealistic to expect the team to pick up the rhythm they had right before the break with 5 days off, or do you wholeheartedly expect they can just jump right back in?
I don't know. It's anytime you take 5 days off, especially in hockey, because it's not like you can jump on a bike or run down the street and stay in the kind of shape you need to be. But these guys are in phenomenal condition, so hopefully a good little skate today and they're right back at it. But you know, it's urgency time now for us, and you know, we had some good things going before the break, and now we just got to continue.
Johnny, go ahead.
I'm sure you've seen the record of the teams that are coming out of their breaks here at Alaska de Law. It hasn't been good. Do you have some ideas on what you can do to make sure it doesn't happen to you?
Well, let's just maybe then all those teams have lost the games, and we're the one team that's going to win. That's the way we're looking at it.
Good to see Johnny out there. Is it maybe encouraging where he might be able to play tomorrow? I know it's his first skate in a week. So.
But that's the one, if you look at some positives of the having the break, guys get to heal up a little bit. And it wasn't just Johnny, it was other guys as well. And so that should be a good sign for us, because I think, you know, we played our last 26 games here in 51 days. And so it's a little bit better than a game every other night. And we're going to need these guys to be healthy.
Is it just a skate for now, or is he ready for games?
I always come see you guys before and talk to the trainer. So it's, but the fact that he's getting through the whole practice, that's a good sign.
It's such an unusual couple of weeks, because you have the back-to-backs, you're going to 5 days. Now you have 5 games in 8 days. I mean, mentally, how is that sort of, because it's such an unusual thing. No teams, you know, it's first year this has happened. I mean.
Yeah. It's one of those things that, you know, do you look forward to it? No, but I'm pretty sure we're not the only team that has to go through this.
Sure.
And ultimately, we only have 26 games left. And, you know, before the last road trip, it was just all about Minnesota. And then we'll look after whoever's next. And then it was Winnipeg, and now it's Dallas. And we just got to keep munching points, and we've done a pretty good job of this so far. But I think it'd be tough for us to just look ahead and say, oh my gosh, we've got all these games come up a short amount of time. I've looked at a lot of team schedules, and March is packed, and it's not just us. And I think a lot of the games that are being made up in that 5 day break are being made up in March, but it's for the whole league. And so we haven't had a run of staying healthy for quite some time, if at all, this year. And hopefully this is our time coming down the stretch, so we can stay healthy and play some pretty good hockey.
How much do you think it's helped your team mentally? Because you do like sometimes to break things down in 5 game segments, but obviously now everything is one game at a time. Do you think that's helped them focus a little bit? Make sure they don't get overwhelmed by it?
I think a lot of things have helped. The one thing is, the two guys that have really picked us up have been Vassy and Bish. And I think those, they've been our best players. And any time that we've broken down as a team, those guys have been there to bail us out. And in the other side of things too, guys have taken a leadership role, understanding where our situation and what we're in. And all you can do is look after the 2 points you have at night, that night. And we look back and sit here and say, well, how far down the standings did we fall, being away for these 5 days? And it actually wasn't all that bad. And so now we're through this break, and now it's time to start climbing the ladder again, and I think the guys know that.
Coop, have you fed off the goalies in terms of confidence? Does it start there, and the teams kind of fed off how they're playing?
I think that really helps. And so often years past, all they do is, bailed us out, our goaltenders. And, there's times this year we could have bailed them out and we didn't. And it's a situation where we've got two great guys back there, and they've, I talk about Dig Your Heels, and those guys have played extremely well for us, the past month. And I think that's a big reason, we've been pointing.
What kind of a compete level do you expect from a team who's lost 7 of 8?
Well, they're in very much the same situation as us, and I understand, I know where they're at because I know they've played better than their win-loss record, and to talk to coaches around the league that played them, you look at some of the things that have happened to them. I think it was Ottawa not too long ago. You know, they're breaking out and they sort of drop pass into their own net on a delayed penalty, and those are things that it's just tough. You don't have an answer for those things or why they're happening. And but Dallas is an extremely dangerous team, and they've got skill and speed, and they can put the puck in the net at will. And that's what I said. We've been defending better. We've been playing better in front of our goaltenders, and we need to do that now.
I know the guys are in tremendous shape, but do you worry more about Bishop and Vassie as far as not seeing pucks for 5 days, as far as more challenging to get back after a bye than maybe other guys who are just getting back into their legs underneath them?
I don't know. I think the one thing, too, is for goaltenders, it's not a bad thing to have a mental break, as it is for everybody else. As I said, good practice today, and a little morning skate tomorrow, and that's right back at it, so we should be all right.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.